So here we are.
Tiny Sustainable Life podcast number one. It is January 5th, 2020.
And we are trying cocktails.
We've decided that during our monthly scheduling meal planning session, that we, because it's the 1920s or the roaring 20s, we're now 2020, we're going to go ahead and try a signature cocktail for each meeting during the month. We're going to spend a whole month on a single cocktail so that we can see if we need to adjust it. So our very first cocktail is a sidecar. Miss Mercy will tell us how that's made.
So a sidecar is made with a cognac. We used Mucau, which is a delicious cognac, and Cointreau with lemon juice, a sugar rim, and a little bit of orange peel for a garnish in a coupe glass.
Do you want to explain how difficult it was to find a coupe glass nowadays?
Well, so I didn't realize that it was going to be quite as difficult as it was. We went to like 5 or 6 stores, a couple of antique shop flea market spots, and actually that's where we ended up finding some really lovely glasses. 3. So we won't be inviting over the neighborhood for coupe cocktails, but...
yet. Although we did find a set of 12.
We did.
At one of the antique shops.
Yes.
That we plan on returning and purchasing that, along with an antique ice crusher. Because it turns out that one of the ingredients was also crushed ice, and so your mad farmer went ahead and took a plastic bag, a towel, a concrete floor, and a hammer, and was able to actually crush ice to a reasonable... Now, the face you're making, when you, that was really interesting. So let's go ahead and describe this cocktail.
Wow.
as we the first impression for myself was very lemony, but we, as been, you may not know, Miss Mercy and I have completely different palates. So she did not see the citrus come in at the beginning.
One of the things that I read about it is that it can be a little heavy on the alcohol side because of the cognac and the Cointreau. So we made some initial tastes. And I would have to say that for me, the lemon comes at the back end, not quite so much the front end as the Mad Farmer tasted. But it is, all in all, a very alcoholic beverage.
It's really something.
It doesn't really have a soda or anything to cut the alcohol. It is all alcohol with cognac, Cointreau, and lemon juice.
I'm not sure it would be better as a shot, but it's supposed to be a signature cocktail, so it should be sipped, I guess.
Yes. So it called, the recipe that we were using was from liquor.com, and it called for 1.5 ounces of cognac, 3/4 ounces of lime juice and Cointreau, and then the sugar rim and the orange peel garnish. We actually didn't have any oranges, so we don't have the orange peel garnish.
And actually, the reason for that is the Mad Farmer ate the last orange that he was unaware we were saving for this particular experiment. So we will be repeating this with the orange just to see if it makes any difference. And perhaps a cheaper cognac. I don't know. I feel sad to ruin the Mucau cognac by adding these ingredients, because really it's quite delicious on its own. But
I feel as though we are learning together, and we did not ruin the cognac. We just need to figure out the exact ratios to make it work.
You know, I'm starting to wonder maybe if we should also include as part of this experiment like a traveling component to find out where there's like a really good sidecar that they in reviews. And we go to the, it's probably tax deductible if we like take the trip and then review it. You know? So you may have noticed a slight gap in the continuous play, but let's stop. Okay, clearly, Miss Mercy and I have a different discussion on what viewers or listeners might actually want to hear. I think they actually want to hear the behind-the-scenes interaction between the two of us as we discuss particular things and why they are or why they aren't. I think she's going for a little more seamless, classy review of the actual process. But I guess, you know, as we gain more viewers or listeners, maybe eventually we'll do a YouTube, I kind of doubt it. Maybe we could have a poll and ask people what they want to hear. Maybe they could suggest signature cocktails. You're not going to talk anymore because now you're just looking into space and ignoring me completely?
Not ignoring you completely, just gathering my own thoughts.
Okay, well, what are your thoughts besides the extreme alcohol content of this particular cocktail?
I think I can understand why people sipped them.
Or why it was the Roaring Twenties?
Also true.
Because I'm guessing two of these and pretty much it makes karaoke look pretty reasonable.
Yeah, so I would have to say, on the whole, I would like to try it again with possibly a little bit less... with the orange, possibly a little less lemon juice.
Yeah, you really could only get the face I just made on YouTube because... It's interesting because I actually just got a flash of orange in it, even though there is no orange in it. So I think I might be having a stroke.
That is what Cointreau is.
Ah, that makes a lot more sense because that's where I'm getting some of that.
Uh-huh.
I did not realize that. So, Okay, so I'm not having a stroke. That's good.
That is good.
Yeah.
Orange.
Because that would be a horrible ending to the very first, you know, cocktail meeting.
Yes, Cointreau is in fact an orange flavored liqueur.
Okay. And we have noticed that they're very proud of it. Based on what it cost us for the half-size bottle. But we didn't use much, right? So it's an investment that you can use over and over as long as you're...
An ounce and a half.
Yeah, that's really not that much. So I would have to say overall the glasses purchase was excellent. We really enjoy the glasses. We'll include a picture of those. The white refined sugar, probably killing my... innards, but you know, it adds something to it.
So I think that probably what we will do is try it again and tweak it. That's why we decided to do a cocktail for the whole month, because while our meetings are weekly, that'll give us a time to kind of take some notes, make some adjustments, and try it again with those slight tweaks. I am hoping that when we try this again, that we will figure out a way to do a little bit better with the kind of in-your-face flavor. If you're not familiar with cognac, it has a lovely, warm finish. And the Mukau...
Depending on the cognac.
But Mukau has a really nice, warm finish. Cointreau is also very lovely. Together, they create quite a scene. So the lemon juice just really razzes it up quite a bit. So I think we will probably work on our ratio. We'll tweak it. We'll figure out the chilling component. It maybe could chill a little longer. I wonder if that might help when I shook it in the shaker. So I hope that you enjoy this first installment, and we'll look forward to our 12-month Roaring Twenties cocktail experiment.
Thanks.